Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsicker. In this episode, we continue our discussion of the dynamic realm of cybersecurity. In part one of our previous episode, we focused our conversation on zero trust architecture. And today's conversation, part two, is focused on the latest and most significant cybersecurity threats that federal agencies are facing in 2024. With that being said, I'd like to welcome today's guest, John S. Kim, Vice President of Solutions and Services at Presidio Federal, where we discuss new tactics employed by cyber criminals, vulnerabilities to watch out for, and strategies to stay ahead in the cybersecurity landscape. I hope you enjoy today's conversation. Thank you for sitting down and taking the time to speak with me, John. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and jump into the first question. John, what are the latest cybersecurity threats that federal agencies are currently facing in 2024?
Well, 2024 is presenting some unique challenges. We're seeing a significant rise in sophisticated ransomware attacks. These aren't your normal run-of-the-mill attacks. They're more advanced, targeting critical infrastructure. Then there's the persistent issues and problems of state-sponsored cyber espionage. Nations are actively engaging in digital spying to gain access to sensitive information, intelligence, patents. Another interesting development is the use of AI by bad actors. They're leveraging artificial intelligence to automate attacks and become more creative and providing more convincing phishing campaigns. And lastly, let's not forget about supply chain attacks. This critical vulnerability that I see in exploiting IoT devices. There are some of the big concerns that I see in the federal agencies this year, just to name a few.
That's great. Thanks for those insights, John. Could you highlight some new tactics employed by cyber criminals and the vulnerabilities listeners should be vigilant about?
There's a lot happening there. One area that's gaining traction is the use of deepfake technology. Just imagine cyber criminals impersonating officials in a very extremely convincing way. It's a significant step up in social engineering attacks. Then there's zero-day exploits continue to be a headache. They're exploiting unknown vulnerabilities, especially in widely used software. There's the new phrase called cloud jacking. It's basically cloud account hijacking. That's another trend. As federal agencies move to the cloud, the risk in cloud infrastructure becomes more pronounced. And let's not forget or ignore the vulnerabilities in mobile devices as this has become more pervasive on our day-to-day use in our organization.
So how can agencies stay ahead in the cybersecurity landscape and what strategies are effective in countering these emerging threats? Like, you certainly pose some interesting problems that seem very complex, like cloud jacking, deep fakes, and social engineering aspects of that, and especially vulnerabilities in our mobile devices. So how can we best counter these threats that you presented to us?
I'm not sure if there's one solution to stay ahead, but I would say proactivity is the key here. You have to be vigilant. Agencies need to invest in advanced threat intelligence to quickly identify and respond to new threats. Conducting regular security audits, stay on top of compliance checks is also vital. But importantly, we shouldn't overlook the human element. Continuous training of staff and employees, as well as including contractors, part of that training to recognize and respond to cyber threats is vitally important. And of course, implementing zero trust security models definitely can play a huge difference in increasing our resiliency against these emerging threats.
Now, are there specific trends or developments in the threat landscape that we should be particularly concerned about this year?
Yes. A couple of trends stand out particularly. Of course, the increase of AI-driven attacks is particularly concerning to everyone. These AI tools can learn and adapt quickly, making them more difficult to detect and counter. then there's the looming threat of quantum computing, which is seen as the game changer upon the horizon that we in the technology community, right? It has the potential to break traditional encryption methods that we have in place today, which could expose new vulnerabilities that we haven't been exposed to or realized yet. Also, we're seeing more cross-platform and cross-device attacks due to the interconnectedness of our digital world.
Thanks for that, John. And finally, from your perspective, how crucial is collaboration and information sharing among agencies in combating cybersecurity threats?
This is absolutely vital. No single federal agency can tackle these ever-evolving threats alone. Collaboration allows for pooling of resources, sharing best practices, and coordinated response to large-scale incidents. By sharing these information about threats, vulnerabilities, breaches, federal agencies can significantly enhance your collective defense posture. It's all about staying connected and definitely staying ahead.
Thanks for that, John. Now, before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts you would like to share on the cybersecurity threats in 2024?
Just a simple thought here. It's an ongoing battle, but that's one critical way of staying on top and being vigilant and creating your infrastructure to be as resilient as possible to ensure the safety of our digital world.
Thank you, John, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners as well. If you'd like to stay up to date on the latest best practices and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies, be sure to visit governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsicker, and until next time, so long.